I want to tell this story because we can, I can get into what's going on over there at the British Open next. We don't have time, but I want to tell this story that happened to me at a wedding this weekend. So one of my dear, dear friends, his daughter, Anna Hurt, got married over the weekend at St. Thomas Aquinas. And if you're not familiar with St. Thomas Aquinas...
That's where my first marriage was. No. I was at Christ the King.
Okay.
Sorry, not St. Thomas.
It's a Catholic church. It is in Lakewood. It's been around forever and ever and ever. And,
yeah.
And
beautiful church.
Yes, it's an awesome place.
Has a school attached.
Mm-hmm. It's where I got married as well. So the marriage takes place. Full mass, everything goes off without a hitch. It was Saturday, and so the only thing that I think people that were in the, it was a huge wedding too. I mean, it's a big church, and it was, you know, damn near filled up, it seems like.
Wow.
The only thing people were concerned about at the time was the fact that it was in the midst of every single evening, that run that we had of storms, where it was just crazy weird storms that popped up around 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, and then it was just a deluge. So we were talking about that, about, you know, how we were going to get to the reception. The reception was down in Fair Park. And at the Hall of Justice or... Hall of State, yeah. And that's not where Superman and Batman hang out. And so the wedding, it wraps up, it was full mass. Mass wraps up, wedding wraps up. And the bride and the groom, they're walking out, and it's super joyous, and everybody stands and claps like you will. And it was a great moment, and the family start to walk out. And then the deacon that was partially officiating the wedding, there was a priest that came in from Tampa on the groom side that did part of it. And then Deacon Ken, who's been at St. Thomas forever and ever, he was part of that as well. He married me and Julie. So he was doing work as well, officiating. And so as the family is leaving...
So he was like the replay official.
Kind of, yeah. So as the family is leaving their upfront pews and walking out, there's some older people, as there will be in a wedding, and they were walking really slow. And Deacon Ken gets on the mic, and he goes, "Hey, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I need to ask something of you guys." And so I'm thinking at that point, he's going to say, "Please be careful as this family walks out." Again, some older people, let them walk out and then, you know, let them get all the way outside and then you guys leave. I just thought it was kind of standard play for a wedding. And he said, "We're going to need you guys to stay in your seats and you can't leave the church because there has been a threat on the church." And we're all looking around going, and he goes, "The police have requested that you all stay here. They're outside right now dealing with the threat." And so we all sat there.
Like a bomb threat?
Well, no one knew what he was talking about. And he didn't even know.
Yeah. So like you're wondering, did somebody say something on a message board or call in a threat, or is there somebody actually outside with weapons?
Exactly. And he made it sound like that at the time there were a lot of police outside of the church. And so then that was it. And so we all sat there, and at that point I get up, and I'm friends with a lot of people that are there at the wedding, and I walk up to my buddy Carl. I'm like, "Dude, what is going on?" And he's like, "I don't know, but I ain't leaving." So I'm like, I don't want to leave either. I don't want to walk out there at all if there's some sort of threat. That's,
just...
Yes. Yeah. And Carl's like, "I'll be like the fifth guy that leaves. I don't want to be the first guy that leaves, just in case." And so we sit there for, I think, about 15 minutes. Can't remember the exact timeline. But the deacon gets back on the mic and he says, "Okay, the police think they have it under control."
Think.
Whatever the threat is, they think they have it under control. And he said, and by the way, the family is all out in vestibule.
The, yeah, the foyer, vestibule. Foyer,
yeah, yeah. They're out there in that area. We're all sitting down in our pews, and I'm with my whole family, kids and everything. And he says, they're going to allow you to leave, but walk out the door one by one, and a policeman or policewoman will escort you to your car.
Jeez. Like, how many officers were dispatched to this thing?
So we walk out, and as we walk out, I could not believe the amount of police that were out there. Everywhere. Lights flashing to the left, to the right, dead center. When you walk out and you took a right and you could see back behind the church, cops everywhere there.
Were you holding?
I was not holding.
Here, Julie, hold this.
I don't want it. Here, Van, take this.
Put this up there.
So it was so weird. And we have no idea what was going on. So we make it to our car, and everyone was nervous. Clearly, this is the weirdest thing that's ever happened at a wedding. And so we get to the reception, and there are buses. So as I was saying, the groom was from Tampa. And so they had hired a bunch of buses to take the people from Tampa instead of like renting cars and all that. A huge throng of people. They would get on these buses and they would take them there and then take them back
like
to their
from
hotel.
The hotel to the church, to the
reception,
venue,
back,
then back to the hotel.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, very smart. So we get there before the buses get there, and we're kind of pulling up as the buses are pulling up, and there's probably 10 cop cars behind the buses. With their lights on. Like it's a police escort for the Dallas Cowboys. But more.
Yeah.
And I guess the police just didn't know what this threat was.
Like, is it targeting the church or is it targeting the wedding party?
So today, my buddy, Brian, whose daughter got married, sent me this from the Catholic Diocese of Dallas, the Office of Security and Emergency Management. And it says, incident summary. The incident, let's see, the Officer of Security and Emergency Management was notified regarding an incident that occurred related to St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church in Dallas. The incident involved an individual known as Mr. Jesse Ray Lopez, who made a 911 call advising he was on his way to St. Thomas Aquinas Church because he wanted to self-harm by placing officers in a situation where they would be forced to use deadly force.
Death by cop.
Yes. So
why did he choose that church?
I have no idea. Dallas Police Communications alerted off-duty officers who happened to be working at St. Thomas Aquinas. In response, additional on-duty Dallas officers responded to St. Thomas Aquinas property, which is what we saw. The church was placed on a temporary lockdown only as a precaution. It was found that Mr. Lopez had not been seen on the property during this time. He later made a second call to 911 and stated he was not going to St. Thomas Aquinas. Mr. Lopez informed he was still planning to carry out his same plans, however, at Fair Park in Dallas, where the reception was.
Does he have the itinerary?
No. No, no. Dallas Police Communications alerted the off-duty officers at St. Thomas Aquinas and the on-duty officers on patrol of the update. And at this time, Jesse Ray Lopez is still at large.
So he didn't go home? He's just vanished?
Yeah, now this was a couple of days ago when they put this out. So maybe they found him by now. I don't know.
I mean, he has to have an address somewhere.
But he threatened to shoot at cops, basically, at the church, and then wanted them to kill him.
Yeah, just do whatever it takes for them to return fire.
Right. As 500 people are leaving a church.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess he didn't necessarily know that there was an event
Yeah, I don't think he was part of privy to the wedding. But the fact that he also said, all right, I'm not going to go there.
He looked at the back of the bulletin.
Yeah.
This one.
But I'm not going to do it there. I'm going to do it in Fair Park. Again, where we're going.
That's crazy.
Is that not freaking bizarro? So yeah, that was the talk of the wedding. The wedding was awesome. The reception was awesome. There was so much police presence everywhere that nobody was going to get hurt.
Right.
You know, but still it was very weird.
Well, and the family and particularly the bride and groom have a story for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. They do. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's unreal.
Yeah.